Blog Talk Radio.
The weekend is just around the corner. It is. Who's ready for the weekend? I know I'm ready for the weekend. Got a lot of great stuff going on. Got some big news out of the NFL. Got to share with you. SEC baseball tournament. Got some news to pass on there. And, you know, pretty much just the great stuff. Got some anger to release. If you will. Did I mention it was beautiful outside? Today is the perfect day. I am looking out the windows of my studio, and it is 74 degrees. And sunny. I mean, today is the perfect weather. You know, you've always heard me say that today's weather, February through November, today, 74, 72, that neighborhood. You know, I prefer it sunny, but if it feels the urge to rain, then go ahead and rain, whatever. But for the most part, I want it 74 degrees. It can be sunny, whatever. I just want it 74 degrees. So if I do get the urge to go hit the links, it would be, you know, the weather would be fine. So anyway, that's that. It's got to be sunny, 74 degrees. So if I want to hit the golf course 5 minutes from my house, I'm there. All right. Let's go ahead and get the anger issue part. Let's get the anger part out of the way. I have just heard news reports that the Westboro Church, is in Oklahoma protesting. I don't know about you, but I know I am ready to put on my boots and go stomp a mud hole. Now, if you're feeling the same thing I am about the Westboro Church, then I think we just need to load as many people into my van, everybody chip in on the gas, and let's us go over there and protest them. They are getting ridiculous. And the fact that they're over there with signs that says that we need more dead children, that's crazy. 347-326-9073 if you want to call in on this. But we need somebody just needs to go over there and stop a mud hole into Westboro Church. I wish the police chief over there would do the same thing that the police down in West Texas, where they had that chemical plant explosion, they went down there to protest. He locked them all in jail the day they were having the funeral services. He locked them all in jail. The leader of the Westboro Church, or whatever they call it, Northboro, Westboro, whatever they are, they're idiots. Sheriff, or the little leader says, you can't do this. This is violating our rights. He says, why? I'm not arresting you or anything. I'm holding you for 24 hours, which coincidentally just happened to be the same 24 hours that they were having funeral services. I mean, until we start standing up to these people, they're going to keep doing this. So anyway, bunch of idiots. Plain and simple, bunch of idiots. News out of the NFL. 13 seasons, and he's done. Word coming out of Chicago. Brian Urlacher has retired from professional football. Brian Urlacher, definitely another one of them. And he almost blew it. But Brian Urlacher, another one of them guys, played his entire career for one team. He took pay cuts. He did what he had to do to stay a Bear. 13 seasons for Brian Urlacher. Announced his retirements today. Oh, let's see here. See if I can find a copy of his little here it is. Of his retirement letter or speech or whatever he gave. But, you know, you really can't blame him. I mean, he wanted to continue playing, but nobody, you know, he didn't get an offer that he wanted. So he decided to try the free agent. And nobody took a chance on him. Even as a backup, I think Brian would have been an invaluable addition to any team, especially if you want somebody in there that can teach your new linebackers that are just coming in. If you wanted a linebacker that could show them how to play the position, I could think of two people, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher. If I was needing somebody to come in and coach linebackers, boom, there you go. Those would be my two choices. So, once again, best I could say is congratulations to Brian. I mean, awesome player. He's definitely going to be missed. So, time for a new era there in Chicago defense. All right. In other news, let's talk SEC baseball. Arkansas Razorbacks defeated Alabama in 10 innings. Was tied one run apiece. And a wild pitch is what it took. A wild pitch by the Alabama pitcher Arkansas had a runner on third base. He trotted in. Game over. Arkansas plays again tomorrow afternoon, 4:30, against, or not Alabama. Arkansas beat, Arkansas beat Mississippi, Ole Miss. LSU beat Alabama. And so LSU and Arkansas play tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. So Arkansas sounds like they're doing good in the SEC. Sounds like they're possibly going to get a regional. I'd like to see them just go blow out and win that thing and get a super regional on top. So, once again, that's your baseball update. All right. So, that's that story. Is Sergio going to grow up? You know, I've been on this the last couple of days. I mean, I've been talking about it the last couple of days, and it just seems like when I'm ready to let it go, Sergio Garcia does something else to open his big old mouth. Sergio practically played the race card. And I mean, it's just plain and simple. He played the race. He played the race card. I'm just going to read straight from the story. It's on Yahoo Sports, so I'm just going to read it. Just when you thought Sergio actually had it looking pretty good, back and forth, continuing on Sundays, holding a sympathetic vote in an edgy little rivalry with the best player in the business. A couple of words and it all changed. Sergio took his ongoing verbal joust with Tiger Woods. He sliced one at an awards dinner for the European Tour on Tuesday. Foolishly joking that he would invite to the world number one around for dinner during the U.S. Open and saying, "We will serve fried chicken." Now, everybody knows that is practically a no-no to a black person. So, and I asked Sergio about it. He said that funny. They gave a cool, funny question. I tried to give a funny answer, and it came out totally wrong. Whether it came out wrong or not, it probably shouldn't have been said. So, Tiger's had his few words. You know, Tiger basically said he was hurt, it was irresponsible, it was stupid, and I agree. Sergio, you need to get out of the game while you're still alive. Because Tiger Woods has a lot of fans out there. And you're going to keep running your mouth. You are going to keep running your mouth, and somebody's going to stomp a mud hole in you. But the fact is, Sergio's jealousy, that's what it is. It's jealousy. Sergio's jealousy comes from the fact that him and Tiger came out at the same time. And Sergio is jealous. He is hateful to the fact that his career has not exploded like Tiger's. I mean, Tiger has dominated. And all this time, all these years, 10 plus years now, Sergio's just been a sniveling little bitch back in the corner. And he can't ball up to the fact that he can't hold a candle to Tiger. I mean, the Tiger aura is coming back. And so, matter of fact, they're talking about it on ESPN News right now, talking about Tiger Sergio. Sergio just cannot handle the fact that Tiger Woods dominates the PGA. He had those down years, especially after the scandal, but he's coming back. I still expect Tiger to obliterate Jack Nicklaus's record. As much as I love Jack, as much as I love the legends of this game, Tiger's about to become one of those legends. And Sergio just cannot ball up and handle it. So, I mean, Sergio, you just got to deal with being second best, babe. I mean, the only time anybody else stands a chance, when Tiger Woods has that aura that when they see the list of who's playing in that tournament, they see Tiger Woods' name, they're like, oh, hell, we just might as well give up. And it's getting back to that. Tiger is getting that aura back to him, that all he has to do is show up for a tournament and it's his. He had that before the scandal, before he started tinkering with his swing. That's an issue I have with Tiger. I understand you need to make changes to keep up with the new equipment, but to completely jack your swing, come on, Tiger. I know you're looking for a challenge. But come on, like God bless my daddy's soul. My dad always said, why fix it if it isn't broken? Unless you are sucking hind tit, you know, in danger of having to go back to Q school, you should not be jacking with your golf swing. And I don't mean to be railing on Tiger right now, but, you know, I'm speaking as a fan that cares. You know, yeah, I don't condone cheating on Ellen, even though Lindsay's 10 times better looking than Ellen. Just my opinion. But bottom line is, if your swing isn't broke, why jack with it? Unless you're just really trying to challenge yourself. Okay, well, let's completely jack up the swing and then slowly bring it back. I guess that's what he's trying to do. I don't know. But key thing, if it's not fixed, if it's not broke, why are you trying to fix it, Tiger? Now that you're getting your swing back, leave it the hell alone. If you need to make some changes with the new equipment as it comes out, that's fine. But just go out there, keep dominating, and do what you do. That's the best thing I can say for Tiger. Now, back to Sergio. Shut up, you sniveling little Spanish bitch. I could have said biatch, but it is what it is. I'm calling it is B-I-C-H. Okay. Posted some stuff on Facebook. Let's talk about MMA events coming up. Now that we're through blasting Tiger and blasting the little bitch Sergio, talk MMA. Oh, I want to say congratulations to three Farmington Cardinals, Taylor Burba, Spencer Beaudry, sign on who was the other one? Spencer Beaudry, Taylor Burba, and there was one more. Farmington Cardinals signed letter of intent today. And I can't remember who the third one was. Darn it. But anyway, congratulations to them. Moving on to that next level. Going to be taking it to the college game. So congratulations to those fine young men over there. Farmington Cardinals. All right. What was I going to talk about? Oh, MMA. Ooh. My ADD's kicking in today. Sorry, guys. Let me hop over here to this other page. All right. Two MMA, two Muay Thai, or two MMA, one Muay Thai event coming up. June 1st, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing at the Muskogee Civic Center. Going to be another great big event. I was looking at this card earlier. Let's just go look down the card real quick. As I got partial card posted. Once again, as always, I said it once, I will say it again, card is subject to change. So, as we look at this, Striking 2, and we're just going to run down some of the tentative fights that have already been booked. And once again, these are tentative cards subject to change. Here we go. Braden Tampas and Blaine Scott for the Striking Youth title. These guys, this is the rubber match for these two. These guys have gotten one fight apiece. This is the third time, and this is for the Striking Youth title. So these two are going to get it on June 1st. Another Muay Thai and kickboxing action. Casey Walker, Muskogee, Oklahoma, taking on Kazutaka Nasaka, coming all the way from Tokyo, Japan, to fight on this card. Kazutaka Nasaka. Tokyo, Japan, going to be right here. Women's action. Nicole Glazik out of Chicago, taking on Ashley Burns out of Nashville. Kevin Rayford, Sherman, Texas, taking on Matthew Davis out of Wiley, Texas. Marcus Moore out of Kansas City, Missouri, going to be taking on David Espinoza out of Fresno, California. Stephanie Hull, Siloam Springs, taking on Kel Sipes out of Muskogee. Evan Wright, Chicago, Illinois, taking on Jordan Holmes out of Frisco, Texas. Daniel Miller, Nashville, Tennessee, taking on Adam Edgerton out of Louisville, Kentucky. That's going to be a good fight right there. Now, I may pronounce this name wrong, and I do apologize. Bayan Hengai, Inner Mongolia, China, coming to the United States, Muskogee, Oklahoma, to take on Julio Ponce out of San Luis Potosi, Mexico. Sean Vanderplug, Fort Smith, Arkansas, taking on Aaron Johnson out of Ada, Oklahoma. Chris Sajak, Bolingbrook, Illinois, taking on Kane Bunch out of Stillwell. Aris Alvarado, Richardson, Texas, taking on Donald Knowlton from Rogers. Matthew Ramirez, San Antonio, Texas, taking on Billy Thompson out of Allen, Texas. Dylan Myrick out of Stillwater, Oklahoma, taking on Elias Caro out of Siloam Springs. And Steve Martinez, San Antonio, Texas, taking on Curtis Harris out of Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Zach Cole is also scheduled to appear on that card, but they have yet to find an opponent for him. So anyway, that's the rundown for that card, June 1st, Muskogee Civic Center. Go to strikingfights.com, strikingfights.com for ticket information on that big event. I'm excited about that show. Other big action coming up. We got Uncivil War MMA. They are coming back to Springfield, Missouri. Saturday, June 8th at the new venue. Uncivil War 13, by the way, All Stars. I'm learning how to read these Roman numerals. It's crazy. Uncivil War MMA coming to the Drury Family Event Center on the University of Drury, Kansas, or University of Drury University up there in Springfield. Got Kansas on the head. Freaking. You can get your tickets at drurytickets.com, or you can also go on Uncivil War Mixed Martial Arts and get your tickets there. Doors open at 6. Fights begin at 7. Once again, tickets are available at drurytickets.com. You can also try uncivil-war.com. Check on tickets there also. Hopefully I'll have a fight card for that show next week. We can kind of run down that one. All right. June 29th, making our way back to Fort Smith, Arkansas, with my friends, Tony and Darlene, down there at the Fort Smith Convention Center. That's where it's going to be. Extreme Fighting, Inc., Infinity. Well, can you believe we had a three-way tie on our little poll yesterday? You know, every event likes to have some kind of theme song. And so our poll, two songs immediately came to mind when they asked me about a theme song for that event. Two songs that immediately came to mind was Burn It to the Ground, Nickelback, Cult of Personality, and I can't even remember who names that song. And then my friend, my sweet little friend, who will remain nameless, she came up with a third option. See if I can track that down. My friend Kimberly's bored again. She's like got 500 posts on Facebook, but she's funny. If you need your haircut, go see her. Great clips. Fayetteville, Arkansas, Weddington, next to Harps. You can always tell when she's bored because there's like 5 million posts. My friend Christina suggested Five Finger Death Punch to Pride. We're going to play those on the show next week. Give it little snippets from each song. Give the listeners a chance to hear them. And let them pick one. But once again, let's get back to the event itself. Extreme Fighting, Inc. Infinity, coming June 29th, Fort Smith Convention Center. Going to be a great show. We're looking for. I'm hoping I can get my buddy Clint Davis to email me a copy of the fight list because I can't find one anywhere. So anyway, it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to going back. We're going to try to have Clint. We also want to try to have Aaron, the matchmaker for Uncivil War, for Extreme Fighting Inc. Want to have him on the show. Also want to talk about my friends. Let's see here. Let me find them. I can't find them. Crap, they've disappeared on me. Anyway. Cage Kings coming to La Junta, Colorado. Coming up here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to bring that. We're going to mention that show on the air again next week. Great folks out there in Colorado. I'm looking for sponsors. I mean, these folks are seriously wanting me to come out and do the ring announcing for them. So I need to hook up some sponsors to help cover my travel expenses. If you're a business owner, I got a big banner made up with my picture on it and my contact information. And any business or individual that's helped sponsor me to travel out there and announce for them, I'll put your logo on my banner. I got publicity photos. I'll somehow figure out how to get your logo on there and help advertise your business and sponsorship for you to get me out there. La Junta, Colorado. So we got that big event coming up. So make sure you keep that one in mind, especially if you're out there in the Colorado area. All right, so that's that. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Don't forget, tomorrow, Thursday edition, we're going to have Bryant Pappas back on the show. Once again, Bryant Pappas, leading, I want to call a revolt against the New York Athletic Commission, who has to rank right up there with Arkansas of being the suckiest. So we're going to have Bryant Pappas back on the show, kind of talk more about that situation. Dear Greg, how do you think Chicago will respond to Urlacher's retirement? Well, you know, somebody sent this message on my Facebook. They sent me an instant message. You can't replace it, you know. You can't really replace anybody like Urlacher. I mean, Urlacher was next to Mike Singletary and Ray Lewis. Brian Urlacher was the quintessential linebacker, the prototype. Like I say, Ray Lewis, Michael Singletary, the former Bear. So, I mean, I think we're going to suffer for a while. So it'll really just have to see. That's about the best I can see. We're just going to have to see. I mean, right now, I don't think there's anybody out there who can honestly touch the intensity Brian Urlacher. I mean, Brian Urlacher, tape up a wrist, he's ready to go. Bang ankle, tape it up, he's ready to go. I mean, that's just the kind of player Urlacher was. You practically had to take his helmet away to keep him off the field. And that's no lie. You literally, to keep Von Erlacher off the field, you literally had to take his helmet away, or else he would be right back out there with them. That's just the dedication that that guy had. But I don't think we'll see a linebacker of that intensity for a long time. I mean, there's just no, what's the word I'm looking for? There's just no denying it. There is not another linebacker, in my opinion, there's just not another linebacker out there right now that can touch Erlacher's intensity. I mean, I thought Mike Singletary had and Ray Lewis had intensity. But Erlacher, I mean, Erlacher is a beast. And I loved watching Erlacher. Erlacher is one of the reasons I became a Chicago fan. So anyway, I just think it's going to be a while before they come across NFL as a whole come across the intensity of an Erlacher. I may be wrong. I may be wrong. I hope I am wrong. But, you know, like I say, once again, just my opinion, and opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Right now, I just don't think that there's a linebacker in the NFL that can touch Erlacher's intensity. I may be wrong. If somebody knows of a linebacker that I can't think of, give me a call, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. So there you go. But it's going to be fun. Going to sit here running through some emails. Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com is the official email of the Greg Squirrel Show. So if you want to email me, email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Or if you're on the Facebook, look up Gregory Squirrel. You can get a hold of me on there. I know I didn't mention it today, but I did want to mention it. Thoughts and prayers still going out to Oklahoma. You know, I kind of mentioned it earlier when I heard about the idiots at Westboro Church or whatever it is up there protesting. I mean, you guys are idiots. You guys are freaking idiots. Much less you protest a warrior defending our country. So you can protest, and you want to protest that, but now you go protest little kids with your stupid signs that says more dead kids. Come on. That's uncalled for. I wish I was making this crap up, but I'm not. Westboro over there in Oklahoma with their stupid signs that says, you know, more dead kids for heaven or whatever the sign says. I didn't see the full picture of it, but it's just flat stupid. So anyway, don't even get me started on them idiots again. Alistair Overeem, Travis Brown are slated for the Fox Sports 1 card in Boston. Matt Serra has pretty much retired from fighting. Matt Serra has said The only way he would come out of retirement fight again is if it was at Madison Square Garden. And I think I can agree with that. If you want to go out on a high note, why not in one of the most memorable, one of the most memorable sporting venues in the world, Madison Square Garden. Mike Krzyzewski has announced that he is going to return to coach the U.S. men's basketball team for the next Olympics. Good job. New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith has picked Jay-Z's new agency to be his, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, to be his agent. Ron Jaworski. How many people out there remember Jaws? Well, Ron Jaworski is part owner of the Philadelphia Soul Arena football team. So anyway, Ron Jaworski has made an offer to former New York Jets quarterback to play in the Arena Football League. Honestly, I don't think that would be a bad move. I think, you know, he could be in, who's the quarterback for Arizona? Didn't make it in the NFL, so he went to Arena Football League. Kurt Warner, that's his name, Kurt Warner. Originally tried to play in the NFL, didn't make it. So he went to the Arena Football League. I forget which team he played for, but eventually got picked up by the St. Louis Rams. And everybody knows what happens to his career after that. I mean, his career skyrocketed. Played Arena Football, got picked up by the St. Louis Rams, and then went to Arizona, finished out his career there. So I think it's a good move. I mean, yeah, I'd like to see him really get his shot in the NFL. But I think this could be a great move, going to Arena Football and see if he can pull off the magic that Kurt Warner pulled off. So we're going to keep keeping track on that because I like Tebow. Every once in a while I let an F-bomb or a D-bomb or an S-bomb. You know, I'm not an altar boy, but I'm trying to get better. And Tim Tebow is a perfect example. Let's talk baseball. Terry Francona is expecting an emotional return to Boston. Former Bash brother Jose Canseco has been accused of sexual assault in Vegas. I'm not even going to go through the details. Till more of it comes out, I'll try to get some more details and then go from there. All we know is no charges have been filed. There's an investigation underway, but no charges have been filed at this time. We do have some afternoon baseball. Colorado 4, Arizona 1, and after 7. Washington 1, San Francisco 0. And at the bottom of the 4th, Toronto, Tampa Bay are tied up to a piece. I see some other scores here, but I'm not sure if they were today or yesterday's. So we'll save them for later. Save them for tomorrow. Got about 15 minutes left on the show. If anybody wants to call in, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Let's check my NASCAR boys, see if anything's coming out of there. Don't see anything. Now, I did want to mention NASCAR racing legend Dick Trickle passed away from apparently shot himself. So thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Dick Trickle. I want to say hello to my boys over at Pro-Am Belts. If you're boxing or MMA or professional wrestling promoter, go to Pro-Am Belts. They'll set you up. I just decided I know what I'm craving. I'm craving a big bowl of peanut butter Snickers ice cream. How about sitting out on the deck in the sun with a great big bowl of peanut butter Snickers ice cream or chocolate chip cookie dough? I can go either way. So there you go. Who is the best Batman? Adam West? Christian Bale? Do we really? Yeah. Michael Keaton? I'm sitting here trying to figure who I thought was the best Batman. I like Christian Bale's Batman. But, I don't know. You tell me. If you want to call in, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. You can call in on that. Now all my friends are popping up on Facebook. Was that a coat? Was that a hint? Pizza. Oh, yeah. Pizza or some more. I have fallen in love with the boneless chicken from KFC. But I don't know if you remember, still have Charlie's Chicken. But they have what's the chunks, which are basically the boneless chicken. But now I just really got my taste buds watering. The peanut butter Snickers. That's definite, you know. Snickers, peanut butter, I'm looking at the empty box right here. Yeah, that's definite. But I can't decide if we want pizza I just had the KFC the other night, so I don't want to get burnt out on KFC, so I'm kind of leaning towards pizza. I don't know. We'll see. It's not dinner time yet. It's getting close. We got about 10 minutes. I guess I better get to thinking, shouldn't I? Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to have Brian Pappas back on the show talking about the New York Athletic Commission. Bunch of losers. I'm still wanting to load up the van and take a bunch of people over to Oklahoma City, more Oklahoma, and stomp a mud hole in this Westboro church protesters. freaking idiots. Who's in with that? Who's in with me on that? Don't forget, we still got Southeast Conference baseball tournaments. I still think if Arkansas has a good showing, we'll get a regional. And who knows, if we do good there, we'll probably get a super regional. NCAA is all about money, boys and girls. And Arkansas was voted once again in the top five paid attendance for baseball games. Matter of fact, I think they were second. I will try to verify that. So anyway, pizza with mozzarella sticks. Ooh. Mozzarella sticks with some ranch dipping sauce. Oh, my God. Mm. My taste buds just went cartwheels. Yeah, yeah, I can. We know it's getting dinner time because you can tell what I'm thinking about. I'll have to check my Dr. Pepper supply. I may be low there, too. I'm addicted. All right, boys and girls. We're going to get on out of here. We're going to go catch up with the SEC baseball tournament, see what's going on there. Who wants to go play golf? Yeah, my hand automatically went up. My hand went up before the question even finished coming out. I wonder if that really works. I heard somebody say if your cell phone gets wet, place it in a bag of rice. The rice will... No. Well, that's not it, but... I heard if you put your cell phone in a bag of rice or something, that it draws out the moisture out of the phone. I wonder if that really works. Has anybody ever tried that? I know I haven't. First off, I don't go jumping into water with my cell phone. Been known to jump into water with my wallet in my pocket, but not my cell phone. I'm smarter than that. So anyway, what were we talking about? Yes. Let me click this little button right here to see what's going on. Okay. So what else was I going to talk about? Don't forget, you can go, you can look on the internet if you want to make a donation to Oklahoma. Right now, apparently they are starting to find a lot of animal pets and stuff. So the Central Oklahoma Humane Society are in need of crates and medical supplies. So, I mean, hey, there's a lot of pets out there that are being displaced from their owners. So, you know, we need to make sure the pets are taken care of also. So if you can donate some stuff, load up a truck of stuff, take it over there. I mean, okay, I'm sorry. I'm raising my hand right now. Who saw the story on the news? The neat little old lady was talking about a dog, and she's standing near the rubble for her house, and she says she hasn't seen her dog since the tornado hit. Then all of a sudden, here comes her. They say, hey, look over there, and there's her little dog. Okay, first off, I need to correct some of the news articles I've read about that. That was not a Scottish Terrier. That was a miniature schnauzer. Two different dogs altogether. But yes, being a schnauzer lover, and you heard me talk about it yesterday, I bawled like a baby. If I had the money, I would buy me some land, and I would have me a schnauzer rescue. Kind of like Tia and the folks down at Villalobos Pit Bull Rescue, except I would do schnauzers. And therefore, I mean, people can call me from the United States, all across the United States, hey, we got some schnauzers here that we need. I'd go get them. And then turn around and find them good homes. Irresponsible pet owners. Now, I'm not talking about the people in Oklahoma. Once again, I'm bouncing around. I do that. I don't know if it's ADD, ODD, PCA, MBA, NBA, NFL, whatever. You know, my brain bounces around. So anyway, I would have a schnauzer ranch, and I would find these schnauzers good homes. I love schnauzers. And Cheryl, God bless your soul, you did instill one good thing in me, and that was the love of schnauzers. Love of Jesus, love of schnauzers. Because, you know, you do spell dog backwards, and you do got God. I have three schnauzers, and they are funny. Especially what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. Darn it. Woo! Boy, that one blasted me out of left field. Anyway, folks, we got 2 minutes left on the show, so we are going to get ready to start wrapping things up. Don't forget, tomorrow, Bryant Pappas is going to be back on the show next week, hoping to talk to Ty Parnell with Striking Muay Thai. Probably hear from Clint Davis one day next week. He's getting real good about calling in. And we'll have one of our little chatters. I love having chatters. I love having friends. So anyway, folks, have a good evening. It's Wednesday night. So do something good. And I will get in touch with you tomorrow. And hey, remember, if I don't get in touch with you, touch yourself. And we will see you tomorrow right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Right here, Blog Talk Radio. Night, night. Bye. We'll be right back.